I greet you in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. A theme for our meditation this afternoon is go and gather straw. And these were the words of Pharaoh unto Moses and Aaron when Moses and Aaron requested and demanded that Pharaoh allow the people of Israel to be released, that they might go and worship their God. And we see these words described in verse 7, when the Bible says, "Ye shall no more give the people straw to make brick, as heretofore, let them go and gather straw for themselves." And these were the words of Pharaoh. What you see here is now where Pharaoh wanted to heap upon the children of Israel more and more work. Pharaoh was unable to see and understand that what the people wanted to do, to go into the wilderness to worship God, was a spiritual activity. It was a worship of God. And instead of understanding that, and of course, with his own selfish and ulterior motive, Pharaoh just heaped upon the people more and more work, demanding more and more of them. And this is a society that we're also living in today, where people are entrusted with work, and more and more work. Now, work in itself is not bad or wrong, because we know that work existed even before the fall. So work is not a result of sin. Adam was given the responsibility to take care of the garden that God entrusted to him, and that involved work. But that work was very pleasant. I believe it was a kind of work where whatever Adam did in terms of taking care of the plants, it will always bear for fruits. So it's a very pleasant, a very delightful kind of work. It's also a kind of work where he was enjoying fellowship with God. But after the fall, the nature of work changed, where the Bible tells us now that we have to till the ground with the sweat of our brow. It will be hard, laborious, demanding work. And what we see over here is where work was heaped upon the people. Pharaoh wanted them to work and work, and that they will not be able to have the time, the opportunity, the place to worship God. And that's what we also thrusted into in our society, where people have to work harder and harder. And hard work is not bad, it is good. But now it becomes work at the expense of worship of God. Work at the expense of devotion. Work at the expense of their fellowship with God. And that is a struggle that we are also facing today. And so how should Christians understand their calling, their responsibility, and their place even in this world? Now what we see here in this passage is we are continuing this narrative, this account, where Moses had answered the call of God. We had already earlier seen how Moses brought various excuses before the Lord when the Lord called him to go and lead the children of Israel out of Egypt. And the Lord had answered all of these excuses. And so Moses now could give no other reasons or excuse, and he could only answer the Lord's call to go. Go in obedience to the Lord's calling for him. And Moses desired to go. And as he now went to Pharaoh, verse 1 tells us, Moses and Aaron went in and told Pharaoh, and they just declared the will of God. "Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, let my people go, that they may hold a feast unto me in the wilderness." Have you ever answered God's call before? You know, where God called you to a particular ministry, God called you to an area of service, and then you are very willing to answer the call. Maybe initially there were some struggles, but after overcoming those struggles, now you are ready to answer the call. And as you prepare, and as you now enter into this call, what are you expecting? Do you expect things to be plain, smooth sailing? Because you say, "I have answered God's call, I'm doing God's will. Surely the Lord will bless. Surely the Lord will direct." And so you expect everything to be smooth sailing. I wonder what was Moses expecting over here? Because at the end of this chapter, you will notice that Moses had the wrong expectation of this whole experience. He thought that there should not be any opposition from Pharaoh. He thought that Pharaoh would just readily allow them to go, even though the Lord had already told Moses that Pharaoh will harden his heart. So this response from Pharaoh should not have caught Moses by surprise. But perhaps because of the pressure from the people, Moses felt discouraged. But what was Moses expecting when he answered God's call? That Pharaoh would immediately receive his words? That the children of Israel would see him as the hero, as the deliverer? And that Pharaoh will now say, "Go! You are free from your slavery in Egypt." Is this also what we sometimes expect when we serve the Lord? When we say we answer God's call, "I will obey." And that when we start to serve, we begin to serve, we think that everything will be plain, everything will be smooth, and the people that we will serve together with will be very welcoming. And the people that have also been entrusted to us may even see us as like a kind of hero or deliverer. Is this what we sometimes expect in areas of service and ministry? Or even in the full-time calling? When those who have answered the call to the full-time ministry, what would they expect the Bible college to be like? Life in the Bible college, is it like, you know, some people say, church camp every day? I just every day go and listen to God's word. Every day, your meals are provided for. You know, and then it's like church camp every day. It's like heaven on earth. Yet, the moment they answer God's call, they enter into the portals of the Bible college, or a person when he answers God's call and then he takes on this area of service, reality immediately sets in. And it's nothing like what he has expected. There are challenges that he's going to face. There are obstacles, there are hindrances, there are oppositions, and even the very people that you are serving with, or the very people that you are serving, becomes another source of opposition to your ministry. And during such times, how do you feel? Now, this passage here is very important, because it shows us the reality of ministry and service. And that's the wonderful thing about the Bible. You know, the Bible does not present a kind of a fantasy life, even for a Christian on earth. The Bible did not pretend to promise that life would be without oppositions, life would be without struggles, that life would be easy. The Bible did not pretend to do that. But what the Bible promises us is that there will be oppositions, there will be persecutions, there will be people who will mock and will oppose you. And these oppositions are not only from those without, you see, from Pharaoh, but even from the people that you are serving within you, amongst you. You are also going to meet with oppositions. They will not understand the reason why you do what you do. They will not understand your care. And they will also oppose you. And then how are we going to overcome this? And that's where the Bible is very real. But in the midst of all this, we praise and thank the Lord that our comfort is that God is with us. But what we need to do this afternoon then, and in our service, is to understand the kind of oppositions and struggles that we will face when we want to serve the Lord. And the first part, from verse 2 all the way down to verse 13, now verse 1,